Hey friends, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and joining me today is David Asarnow. He is the founder of Business Nitrogen. I'm going to let him tell his story, but what I want you to understand is what you're here to take away. We were just brainstorming and said, what if your business operating costs could be 10%? So you had a 90% profit margin. Oh my gosh. You know, the fact of the matter is, that's not that unreachable these days with the leveraging of technology that we have at our fingertips. So today, David and I are going to explore that and help you understand how you can actually achieve that. Welcome to the show.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups. All because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos, but nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. Five simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building, it's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode.
Thank you so much, Lindsay. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm excited. Can I just say you have like great energy? You're
Well,
like,
thank
you
you.
really do. I talk to so many people all day and you just are very magnetic. So I'm excited. I think this is going to be a great conversation. Would
Thanks
you
so
please
much.
kick it off with just tell us like a little bit about yourself? How did you get down this rabbit hole of automation?
Oh, great question. How to get down the rabbit hole of automation? Interesting story. Well, about myself, I worked in corporate America for 16 years, and 17 years, sorry, 17 years I was in corporate America, and I did pretty well. I built a company, I took a 50-year-old company at 68 million in revenue, and I grew a $45 million division for them over 5 years. How'd I do it? I built systems in a team. And then I did an acquisition. I raised capital. We launched the first all digital portrait studio chain into a franchise and grew that to eight figures in 5 years. And then at 40, I was like, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And I ended up doing some speaking, training, and coaching with Tony Robbins and Chet Holmes and in Business Breakthroughs International. And that was a lot of fun. And then people started asking me for help. And one of the things, people have such great visions, but they don't know how to bring it to reality. And I was one of the things I'm really good at is if I hear what's going on with someone, diagnosing their pain, coming up with a solution, and knowing exactly what you need to do to implement it. And that's what I did with Tony and Chet a lot. And my company, Business Nitrogen's now been around for 15 years. Now, we do a lot of marketing, positioning, branding. I've worked with a lot of thought leaders. And when you talk about a business that can have 90% margin, you know, think about this. If you offer education online, if you offer training, those are, 90%, they can be 90% margin businesses if you operate them effectively, and today even more so. And so how did this all happen? AI. I heard about AI and started digging in about 3.5 years ago. And I told my team, I said, this is very important. I know you're probably scared that you're going to lose your job when I'm talking about using this. But the fact of the matter is, if we don't use it, if you don't use it, you're going to be replaced with someone who does. And if we don't use it, we're going to be replaced by people who do. In fact, I just had a meeting with someone on my team last week, and he said, I don't have as much work. I'm getting work done faster. Should I just not use AI? And I said, if you don't use AI, you don't have a job, because people are expecting things faster. Now, it doesn't mean AI does everything for you. It's AI leveraged, AI empowered, because if you just use AI by itself, most of the time you just get garbage. But anyway, how I got into this is when I saw it, I knew we had to change how we were doing things. And now I do, AI empowered marketing. AI, in fact, I just did my business first quarterly business strategy session with a client. I said, we're going to do it different this time. Instead of taking a workbook and brainstorming, we're going to brainstorm together with ChatGPT, and we're going to see how much faster, how much more we can solve in a shorter period of time. And it's literally the three of us together, three of us, him, me, and ChatGPT. And we're able to create a lot of strategy with an exact plan to implement. So AI's here for it's here. We just have to become experts in it, in utilizing it.
Do you feel like, I'm just curious, because this really is happening to me, and I'm sure it's happening to other people. I'm getting like AI fatigue, where I will be brainstorming with, Chat or Claude or whatever, and the information overload is so exciting. Don't get me wrong. I'm like, yes, this is amazing. Everything I was thinking, you pulled out of my head. But then it's just like this overwhelm because there's so many ideas and so it looks so clear cut, but yet the actual application piece. My biggest challenge has been to remind myself that it's okay if it takes me more than a month to build it.
And you actually you bring up something really important, and that's why most entrepreneurs and solopreneurs don't have success, is because we have too many things going on and we're trying to do everything at once. And when you try to do everything at once, nothing's done with excellence. And I just got an idea, believe it or not, hiking on Friday. And one of my dreams was like, how do I help people, empower them to achieve more? And I guess it goes, I've always been involved in personal development and psychology of why we succeed or don't. And I came up with a framework, called the Chaos Framework, but the acronym is Coherence, Action, Outcome, and Stabilization. And in order to create success, sometimes you got to slow down. People say money loves speed, but money, that term, when people say that, it's because it's speed to implementation, but it's that persistence and the continuance on that one focused action item that actually can create something great. And we're humans, and especially if someone is listening to this and they're an entrepreneur or entrepreneurial, our minds get a lot of shiny objects, and those distractions are what hold us back from achieving everything. And it's creating that laser focus. And here's a fact: if you focus in on one thing for 90 days, that one thing will achieve more than the 10 other things you could have been juggling the balls all at the same time.
I think that goes back to that episode you must have listened to about my end of year putting on. I have like came up with 13 wishes, and I've been slowly burning one a day, and then whatever's left is my main focus. And kind of it's been fun to see how it works out and whatever. But I think that is so true, and it's also it ties into emotion, because when we think of a really good idea, we get that like dopamine hit, that euphoria, that woo, wait, this is gonna be great, and that uninformed optimism. And then it's not fun when you're putting the rubber to the road and trying to build that consistency, and you're hitting the brick walls, and it feels hard on those days, and it just doesn't seem exciting. But to your point, if you don't finish, you have nothing to sell. So know, you got to like stick with it, you know, which I think ties back to what we're talking about, because one of the gaps that I'm seeing right now in this AI era, right? It's launched, it's been, you've been in it for 3 years, but most of us have really only been in it for a year with the launch of ChatGPT. So there's so much information. It's almost intimidating and like, oh, well, how do I learn all the things? Or I know that I have this idea and I want to get it to this outcome. And I know there's technology that could help me, but I have no idea what it is or where to look. The start and stops, learning all the different things. Do you have any advice for people who are in that phase of like, what is the most efficient way to leverage AI to help them execute?
It's a great question, and here's the challenge. If you look online and all of a sudden you get a served an ad for this tool and that tool, and this is going to do this and this could do this, and you're adding stress to your life. And if you think about it, anything that you do needs to create leverage. And when you can create some leverage, that means that you're making your life easier. And so one thing that I would say is pick something you want to learn this month. If you did one thing differently, if you did one thing differently, what would make your life easier? If you could do one thing better, and then focus in on mastering that with artificial intelligence. And if you ask it to do a lot of things, it's going to give you a lot of things. If you ask it to say, hey, here's a challenge. I got a lot of ideas. I need to focus in on one. Why don't you interview me? Ask me one question at a time to help me decide what I need to focus in on. Where do I need to create coherence in my life? What are the one action that if I took action every single day over the next 30 days, my life or business would be different? And here's the thing. I don't really focus in on a lot of different tools because I believe that the tools are going to be here and gone, 6 months from now. The things that are going to remain the same are ChatGPT, Gemini, Grok, et cetera. Those are the tools that are going to be around. And getting really good at those and how you can leverage those. Becoming a prompt boss, how to ask deeper questions. I just spoke in a AI, I well, I spoke at a workshop that had about 600 entrepreneurs. And I ran two sessions, a 90-minute and 2-hour session on AI. One was basic level and other was more advanced. But I really just said, I spent the whole time, let's work at ChatGPT. I'm not going to show you any crazy tools. Let's work at ChatGPT and how do you communicate it? Now, if you've got the smartest collaborating partner ever, that you can, iron sharpens iron. So if you literally pitched and catched on an idea with your smartest collaboration partner, you could probably create some great things. But how do you get the most out of them? Because if you communicate how most people do, you get average work out. So how do you start thinking at that highest level to empower it to make your life easier? And that's what I would say is it's all how you communicate. It's how do you ask what you want to ask and how do you empower it to make you better at what you want it to make you better at?
That's great advice. It really is. And I think it's also important to know your limits, like what you need to control your own energy, right? So like we all can get super excited. And this time of year, especially with New Year's and all the new ideas and big ideas and what can we really accomplish? But let's get back on task with our goal of bringing our operating costs down. I've been interviewing, obviously I interview people all the time. I'm hearing right now so many who are downsizing their teams, like you were talking about. But I mean, these are guys that went from like teams of six down to one. It's kind of scary in a way for a lot of people who I think are freelancers. But for those of us that are coaches or influencers or information producers, right? It's a really powerful thing because we can truly get so much more accomplished and keep our operating costs down. So you coach a lot of people. Where have you seen business owners be able to make a big shift in their business where they've been able to cut back expenses and like what kind of tools or systems did they implement to do that?
One is creating your own agents that can help do the work for you. I've created my own agents that I utilize. My team's smaller now than it was. And so I'm one of those people that when you say, yeah, you don't want to necessarily downsize because if there's the human element to it, and yet you say, we all need to empower things. So if, empower ourselves. So A, you can create copy agents. You can, I was just talking to some, you can create agents that will report out your metrics. It's going to scan your Facebook ads and your Google ads and tell you what your return on ad spend is. It's going to give you an analysis on it. Well, in the past, you may have had to hire someone on your team doing that full time, and or hired an outside company to do it. And now you can create an agent in a relatively short period of time that's going to do that for you. They keep getting more. Claude, is advanced. ChatGPT is advanced. Google Gemini that now created their advancements now puts a red alert over at ChatGPT. And if you don't know how to do it, you don't have to. People say, can I get training? And by the way, I'm launching a training program where people get coaching. But if you really want to know, just go ask ChatGPT. Go ask Claude.
I have to laugh at that because, David, I was thinking of that earlier. I was like, people are going to want to know how. And I just know my son, he's 17. And I love watching the young people right now. Like, they are in their element with this whole tech boom thing. Anyway, I went to him early on when ChatGPT started the agent mode, and I said, can you set it up so that it will like organize my email inbox? Like, that's what I wanted it to do. I couldn't figure out. It was like talking JSON files and it was over my head. And mostly I just didn't have the patience to sit and learn it. But I know this kid, he can do it probably in his sleep. And he looks at me with this like, mom, are you dumb look? Like, just ask chat. And I'm like, I know it sounds so simple, and I did, and I still am confused. And so I do know there's a balance because some people will still want help. Others are going to be able to figure it out, but and then also not understanding what can it really do. I've tried to ask chat, like, what could you do for me? And I
Well,
get very
ask a different
okay.
question though. Instead of saying, what can you do for me? Saying, hey, by the way, even when I ask a question, I'm like, hey, I got a question. I don't know why I always do that. Hey, I got a question. I'd like to figure out how I can create leverage in my business this way. I've heard that I can create an autonomous agent using ChatGPT. Is that something I can do? And if yes, ask me some questions, interview me so that way you can best help guide me on what you can accomplish for me. And then once we not dial in what the best thing, if we can figure it out, I'd like you to show me how to actually give me step by step as if you're speaking to a first grader on how to actually build it.
I love it. That's
And
great.
that's what I would do.
Yeah.
And by the way, I do it all the time. In fact, today, when I'm using a software, I don't go to the software's website anymore and ask on their help section. I actually open up a separate ChatGPT window and I'll say, I'm using this software. I'm trying to build an automation. This isn't working. Can you lead me step by step in how to fix whatever it is? And it will. And I'll literally have one window here and one window here, and I'm implementing it.
Yes, that's funny.
So how do we get a business that has 90% profit? We look at where are we spending money that is not using the best of human capital? And then we look at everyone on our team and we say, who do I need on my team in order to create this? Now there's certain like the Dr. Ben Hardy wrote a book, Who Not How. It's like, okay, I don't need to know how I do it. But today, some of the who's could be AI agents. I have a company that's an AI company that has an AI marketing software I just spoke with that wants me to train their engineers. Believe it or not, they want me to train their engineers know how to build. They build their products, but they don't understand the psychology to actually have the human to get the empathy out of it, to have it create. They know how to create the products, but they don't know how to get the most out of it. And that, by the way, is the secret. most people are, if you think linear, you're thinking A, B, C, D, F, G versus, A, Z, Q, M, but it's how humans think. So how do we communicate with AI to get the most out of it? We think differently. We start learning how to have that conversation with it so it empowers us.
I love it. That's true. Yeah. Funny random side story. For Christmas, I was getting my son a new PC. And I don't know, when it comes to hardware, I'm great at software. Hardware, no. And it had to do specific things. So I was copying and pasting it to chat. And I'm like, this is what my kid wants to do. Does it do that? And I kept producing the same type of PC because it was in my budget. And it actually yelled at me. It's like, you keep asking the same question.
Did? I've never seen that happen. That's
It because it was so funny. I'm like, I finally told it. I said, yes, because I'm completely illiterate with this, and that's why I need
Did he like the computer you chose?
Yes, it turned out he's like, Mom, he's telling me all the time, like, this is so great because, and it's so great because, and it's better than my last one because, and I'm like, oh, thank you. It
Well,
worked
that's the most important thing. He's happy.
out. Yeah, for sure. Oh my gosh. No, it was funny, but to your point, it's like, it's going to just tell us whatever we give it, it gives it back. So we have to be that like engineer, think, thought partner, be the leader, be the business owner, let it be the employee and serve you. Like, how would you describe it to an employee to tell them what exactly steps you want back?
And
Makes
we
sense.
have to know what it's giving us and read it. Like when I was helping having it collaborate with me on what I was creating this past weekend, I said to it, I said, you did chapter the day one, you did really well. But here's where you slipped on day two. And it said, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I lost focus. It's lost focus. You're right. It starts talking to you like you're a human, like it's human.
Was
It's
funny.
actually pretty scary.
It is scary. I know. I'm really intrigued, like, just on the subject. I'm intrigued and also like nervous, I guess, about the future. I trust ultimately God, some creators got its eye on this whole thing, and something good's gonna happen. And it is a good tool for so many reasons. Do you ever watch Myron Goldman?
I know Byron.
Okay, he did an episode. He was talking about AI, and it was so reassuring to me. I was like, you know, I needed that. I needed him to say something like, you know, it was basically how to get rich in this AI era because so many people are sleeping at the wheel. Like, we're using it, but we're not thinking, like, hey, you know, this is becoming our competition in a lot of ways, right? Like, we have to be innovative, we have to think creatively to use the tool, but also to stay competitive in this marketplace. And because it's allowing so much information to just flood the airwaves,
Yeah.
it's going to make it so much even noisier than it already is. And so I just don't feel like people are paying attention yet. You know, and that's kind of been my mantra, is like, build up your monthly recurring revenue streams, however that makes sense for your brand,
Yeah.
so that when AI is there, you know, you're not fighting for that tooth and nail for that every client, like so many people, you know, who have these systems, they can end up being replaced. Like, why would somebody hire a coach for $2,700 if they can go to ChatGPT and start talking about their relationship privately to somebody they don't even know and get pretty decent answers? I mean, it's not the same, but it's not half bad either. So there's this interesting thing that I think we're going to
Well,
see.
I'll give you an example. I'll have someone give me copy, and there's like, well, I already did the copy. I'm like, there's a difference between just doing the copy, and is it speaking to your audience? Is it addressing the pains, challenges, and problems that they have? Is it talking about you as the obvious choice and solution? And unless you understand the marketing and the business framework, the psychology of why people buy, you'll get results, but you may miss different components of it that are going to be the difference between, stellar output and average. Now, if you understand the frameworks, you can empower ChatGPT or Claude or Grok or any of them to leverage the frameworks, but you have to know. So it's like I often ask when I'm speaking, I'll sit when they're talking about ChatGPT or something. I'll say, how many of you are a marketing expert? No, seriously, you're a marketing expert. In a room of 500, 600 people, I got a few hands that raise their hand. I say, let me ask you a question. How are you using ChatGPT to write your marketing right now? Almost every hand goes up. I said, so you don't understand marketing. You don't know the frameworks. You don't know what's good. So how do you know what it's giving you is actually going to work? How do you know it's going to work the best that it possibly can? So that's where you can leverage a coach. That's where you can leverage a mentor or a guide these days, is or even a great book. Once you understand, leveraging that will now produce you a better result. If you wanted to act as a marriage counselor, great, but I want you to use XYZ framework and how you answer the questions to me. I asked it questions this weekend, and it told me what I should do, and I didn't do it, and because of a family situation, and in my own little thing, I was reading Proverbs this morning. And Proverbs said, this is how you should act. And I'm like, I acted what I didn't read it till today, but the advice I took was what I read this morning, which was reassuring to me that I made the right decision.
I love it. I'm reading Proverbs today too. Well, no, but to your point, I think that's the key that I'm trying to help people with is to position themselves, which is a marketing strategy, right? We're just talking, really, what
Sure.
we're talking about is language, communication, clarity. And I think it's just people being able to position themselves in a way, if they are a copywriter, why should people choose them, be the obvious choice, as you say, compared to ChatGPT or whatnot? And that's the part where I'm not seeing people make a huge shift like, oh snap, I better figure this out and set myself apart because they're comfortable so far, right? And so typically we don't make a lot of changes until we have that friction. But unlike those of us that are those eager entrepreneurs who just want the shiny new object, we're always looking for
Well,
change. But I think you're spot on with that. And I love your approach to helping them communicate with the tools. And perhaps the people listening that maybe are freelancers can like get an idea. Like maybe they can come up with their own chat GPT to help people be better copywriters because they know what kind of questions to ask or how to frame it. And then there they have a subscription model. Like that could be a good solution.
they could do that subscription model. They can have, what I think, if I look at what's going to be changing over and has been changing, is, it's harder than ever, I think, to have someone buy into a $50,000 mastermind or program. I think, people who are buying, I read something this weekend and someone was selling an offer that was less than $100. And they said, this was amazing. It added so much value, and it's better than a $10,000 personal, whatever. It's better than a $10,000 training I bought previously in the past, and I paid less than $100 for it. I'm going to buy everything that you have to offer. So, where we're shifting today is it's okay. People still expect value. It's their money. They're not going to invest it. So, what can you offer people that adds value to them, that gives them a return, and they feel happy that they made that investment and that exchange where they gave you money for something that you're offering them? And if you build it in ChatGPT, fine, but you still got to make sure you proof it and that it's good. Because I can tell you that what it gives is good. And even if you frame it in the right way, but you still got to review it and you got to edit it. It's so funny. We had a client once in the past 6 months that gave us their workbook and we put it into their design and everything. And they came back, this does not match our brand voice. It doesn't match our messaging. This is totally off base. And we said, that's interesting. It's the exact copy that you gave us. We didn't change it at all. What did they do? They wrote it in ChatGPT, didn't even review it, and then they sent it off to get designed. So,
Interesting.
I use that as an example because they didn't say sorry or anything, but that's whatever. But the fact is, we need to proof our work. If someone human writes it, would you proof it? Yes. Well, especially if a computer or technology is writing it, You've got to proof it and make sure that it's on brand, on voice, on messaging. And, if you're a writer, that is one of the things that can separate you out from other companies out there, where some people are just doing it and spitting it out in GPT. And the question is it working? And these are the kind of questions we can ask people if you're a writer or if you're running ads. Great, we're using AI. Well, let me ask you a question. If you just got 10% better results, what would that mean to your business? And that's what we can do. We have that human element that starts thinking at things in other angles, that 360-degree view. When, a computer, an AI starts narrowing in, we can go broad and have a different perspective.
I think one of my very favorite things about chat when it first came out, I'm a very direct person. And when I was in management, it was actually quite a challenge for me because I'm so direct. People interpret me as rude, even though I'm just direct. I don't mean it in any ill way whatsoever.
Sure.
But I'm like, ah, finally, somebody I could just be point blank with and they're not offended. Favorite thing about it, because I was working on a book and it would help me write my chapter, and it was just flat, and I'm like, this is awful. Like, it's not at all what I wanted. And it's like, okay, and then it produces something great because you got to challenge it. So I think to your point, that's a funny story. But I remember saying that early on about AI, like, oh yay, I can be truthful and frank and it's not offended, except for
But
when I kept asking the same question.
here's the thing. It was just giving you back to you.
Well, and
Here.
that, you know what? That's how we usually like to be communicated in, with the way that we talk to other people. I love talking to direct people. It's like refreshing, to me. And so I think it's great.
It is. It. I didn't listen to Myron's video that he put out there. I will. But th there's so many different people saying, when it hits AGI, it's going to change the world in a positive way, and some people say in a negative way. And here's what I can say: things are going to change. Things are going to change. We don't know how it's going to change yet, and all we can do today is prepare ourselves to be the best that we can be, to serve our audience the best that we can. And I do agree with you, find multiple streams of income that we can use to add value in case something, one of them goes away. We have other ways that we're generating revenue.
I mean, this has been great. So, I mean, the biggest takeaway, just to recap, to cut expenses for teams or solopreneurs is to leverage the agent models to establish specific roles that we're spending the time on, or one of our team members is spending the time on. That's the best way to get our expenses down. And obviously, inspect what you expect. I mean, that's something I learned early on in management. Even when we're managing people, we have to inspect what we expect. And the same is true with any chat and systems. Like, you know what? I've built automations where, this lead magnet sign up was supposed to end up over here, and then it only worked 80% of the time for nobody knows why. But if you don't go check, you're missing 20% of your leads, right? So it's just a good rule of thumb to always inspect what you're thinking is happening and set time in your schedule to go back and check those things. Now, where can people, why would somebody reach out to you, and where can they go to do that?
Well, there's multiple different reasons. If someone wants to reach out, it's funny, we're talking all about AI. I've launched out businessnitrogen.ai, businessnitrogen.com, but I've launched out businessnitrogen.ai, where I have, some free things I'm giving away and low cost. Exactly what I was talking about. I'm eating exactly what I'm teaching. And so why you want to learn how to do things more effectively, I'm sort of good at it, and I'm doing it. If you On the business strategy growth side, yeah, I've helped clients do over $750 million in the past 15 years. And so I have worked with a lot of big name, high end people, and we're really good at that. So that if how can I so how businessnitrogen.com or businessnitrogen.ai?
That's awesome. So you're meeting people at two different levels. That's great. Yeah, no, I got it. Perfect. Well, this has been probably my very first conversation that's gone in the direction with AI that I've wanted to. I've been looking for somebody who can have an interesting conversation. Like, it just needs to be interesting on this subject,
Well,
and
thank
go
you.
all around the world on that topic. So it's been refreshing, and I'm grateful that we connected.
Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks for having me.